la 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 la.
Welcome to Give 'em the Boot. Buongiorno a tutti. I'm Linda Bull. This is an hour of Italian music on CITR, 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. It's the first week, well, sort of the orientation week for most of the students here starting programs this week. It's going to get busy again. September is almost here and summer is almost over, sadly. But it has been a glorious season of folk festivals and other music events, at least for me, in July and some of August. And today I've got some music from around the Italian peninsula, starting off with an unusual, maybe not what you might consider to be strictly Italian music, by a clarinetist by the name of Francesco Banchini. And the music that he has on this album is actually sort of klezmer music, if I'd like to describe it that way. He's definitely the sound of the clarinet on this. It's just a Middle Eastern, very cool sound with lots of great percussion as well. It's from an album of a number of years ago. Our track is called Fide. This is Francesco Banchini. Be back in a minute with some more Italian music.
Thank you. storia che lo accompagna, qual è il destino che lo aspetta. Davide questo proprio non ci pensa, lui segue il volo di un corvo al vento, poi con le mani accarezza i sassi, ne sceglie uno in mezzo a cento. Sasso che fischia, sasso che gira, sasso che vola, sasso che uccide, e il sole intanto suona mezzogiorno in faccia a Davide che sorride. E intorno a tutto questo c'è la guerra, come una mano che stringe un fiore, ruba di tasca a tutti la speranza, ci mette dentro lacrime e dolore. Soldati grandi come montagne, che con la morte ci fanno festa, spezzano donne, spezzano cavalli, come la furia di una tempesta. E Davide sognò un cielo tutto nero, attraversato in volo da una stella. Uscì dalla sua tenda, il cielo era sereno, la luna dolce come una sorella. Pensò, se avessi un sasso equilibrato, potrei bucarla come una ciambella. Potrei bucarla come una ciambella.
Padre, due volte la mia, lui camminava ed io correvo sopra il sentiero di aghi di pino. La montagna era verde, oltre quel monte il confine, oltre il confine chissà, oltre quel monte la casa di Hilde. Io mi ricordo che avevo paura quando bussammo alla porta, ma lei sorrise e ci disse di entrare. Era vestita di chiaro e ci mettemmo seduti ad ascoltare il tramonto, il de nel buio suonava la cetra. La notte mio padre dormiva, ma io guardavo la luna, dalla finestra potevo toccarla, non era più alta di me e il cielo sembrava più grande ed io mi sentivo già uomo quando la neve scese a coprire la casa di Hilde. Il doganiere aveva un fucile, quando ci venne a svegliare disse a mio padre di alzare le mani e gli frugò nelle tasche
ma non trovò proprio niente, solo una foto ricordo, il den al buio, suonava la cetra. Il doganiere ci strinse la mano e se ne andò desolato. E allora Ilde aprì la sua cetra e tirò fuori i diamanti. E insieme bevemmo del vino, ma io solo mezzo bicchiere. Quando fu l'alba lasciammo la casa di Ilde. Oltre il confine, con molto dolore, non trovai fiori diversi, ma sulla strada incontrammo una capra che era curiosa di noi. Mio padre le andò più vicino e lei si lasciò catturare. Così la legammo a una corda e venne con noi.
La casa di Ilde, un grandissimo brano di Francesco De Gregori e che tra l'altro è stato scritto insieme ad Eduardo De Angelis, che è lo scrittore della canzone precedente. Questo brano, La casa di Ilde, viene da un disco strepitoso di Francesco De Gregori che si chiama Alice non lo sa. E io lo dedico al mio amico Sebastiano che ama così tanto Francesco De Gregori che ha deciso di dare i nomi Alice e Ilde alle sue ragazze. Quindi saluti a tutti voi. Allora, Eduardo De Angelis invece è un grandissimo musicista che ha iniziato la sua carriera negli anni 70. Lui ha scritto tantissime canzoni per altre persone, a parte il fatto che ha avuto un grandissimo successo anche lui. Ha scritto delle canzoni per Lucio Dalla, tipo nel 72 Sola Rotta di Cristoforo Colombo, un grande successo. 45 giri per Lucio Dalla all'inizio della sua carriera. Ha scritto anche insieme a Francesco De Gregori tanti brani per il disco Capitolo 6 di Lorenzo Donati e Loriano Berti e Riccardo Bartolotti che hanno fatto il gruppo che si chiamava Capitolo 6, dall'album Capitolo 6, gli autori del testo erano Francesco De Gregori ed Eduardo De Angelis, invece quelli della musica Lorenzo Donati, Loriano Berti, Riccardo Bartolotti. Invece insieme a Maurizio Biggio, Francesco De Gregori e Eduardo De Angelis hanno scritto anche tanti brani per il disco di Maurizio Biggio Ad Ovest c'è il mare, poi per Amedeo Minghi, per Riccardo Corcianti, per tante persone. Io conosco infatti questo disco che ho, che è un disco che è uscito nel 2008, si chiama Historias ed è della casa discografica Il Manifesto, quello del giornale di sinistra, un bellissimo disco e abbiamo sentito La Stella di Davide, quindi Eduardo De Angelis. Se volete saperne di più andate a cercare su Wikipedia o altri posti carini. Abbiamo iniziato invece qui su Give the Boot con un brano strumentale di Francesco Banchini. Lui è nato nel 74 ed è un musicista che viene da Pozzuoli. Ha iniziato la sua carriera a 6 anni suonando il clarinetto nella banda di Pozzuoli. E a 14 anni ha iniziato il conservatorio di San Pietro a Maiella di Napoli. E, si è laureato dopo 6 anni di studio. E, il disco si chiama Bakshish, che è un disco di musica del Medio Oriente molto bello, con lui che suona clarinetto. Ok, allora siete qui su CITR 101.9 FM, sono Linda Bull e questo è Give Him the Boot, un'ora di musica italiana.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Thank you.
Welcome back to Give Him the Boot. That was a trio of guitarists ending on a very sweet note there with Beppe Gambetta from an early album of his called Good News From Home. The track was called Kiwi. And Beppe, of course, is a very well-known Italian flat picker. He actually lives part-time in the US and tours relentlessly all around the world. He's been to Vancouver many times. It's almost time, I think, for him to be back. It's been a couple of years. And he is currently touring all over Italy in August. And if you happen to be lucky enough to be in Sassuolo, in the province of Modena, I actually know someone from there. It's a very cute little place. In Piazza Garibaldi, there will be the semi-final of the second national competition for the acoustic guitar. MusicaFiorano.it is the name of the website to check out more. September 1st. And it's going to be playing in the US all over, starting in the 8th of September, going through till mid-October and then back in Europe. Beppe Gambetta. I want to also mention that before that was Franco Morone, one of his a fingerstyle colleague. And Franco is, well, Beppe's from Genoa. Franco is from, I believe, the, where is he? He's from the middle of Italy somewhere. I can't think of it right now, but I'll remember soon. He has a new album out called Back to My Best. And just on the heels, hot on the heels of a previous album I just received not so long ago called Miles of Blues. Great fingerstyle guitarist. He gives lots of great workshops too. If you want to find out about how to have guitar lessons with him, he lives in central Italy. There you go. On the country on the east side close to Ancona. You can actually have guitar lessons, one-on-one lessons with him, full board, at his place. You can contact Franco by emailing him. That'll be fun. Franco Morone. Also started off there with Stefano Barone, and out on Candy Rat Records is his album called Particolare Numero Uno. Stefano Barone was born in Naples in 1978, and he basically started playing, he was very young, studying piano first, but then he decided to pick up the guitar, and he plays all genres from blues to pop to rock, and he played in a whole bunch of different bands, moved to Rome in 2001. When he was young, decided to dedicate himself to the solo acoustic guitar. And he's really well known for playing with a couple of other guitarists in a group called Guitar Republic. And the other guitarists are Pino Forestiera and Sergio Altamura. They have this specific style of, let's say, advanced acoustic guitar technique. Very cool. And that, yeah, the album is called Particolare Numero Uno. And I played Alexander Supertramp, the name of that track. Hopefully, Stefano, Sergio, and Pino will be back to play as Guitar Republic again here in Vancouver. They played at Capilano University Theatre just earlier this year. I believe it was this year. It might have been last year. Gosh, hard to tell. The time has gone by so fast this year. Okay, so you're listening to Give Him the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. It's just past the halfway mark here at CITR 101.9 FM. I have lots more music for you. Taking you through a little trip through various parts of Italy. Seeing as we were in Genoa with Beppe Gambetta, why not go to a bit of a bluegrass number from a wonderful bluegrass band from Genoa called Red Wine, and this is called Wichita.
Next to my truck, bumping gas with the car backed up. We talk as neighbors will. They're waiting for the tanks to fill. We talk about nothing, how it might snow, how far she had to go. Going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. You can still hear the night birds call back in Wichita. She came here as a July bride, but never got easy, never got rich, ain't got much of what she came here with. Good times have all been spent. She ain't broken, but she's bad at a bend. Nothing she wants here, nothing that shines. She made up her mind. Going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. You can still hear the
the night birds call back in Wichita. Tell the man of mine and anyone who wants to know, going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. You can still hear the night birds call back in Wichita. Going back where the grass grows tall and the fields burn in the fall. The night birds call back in Wichita.
On Saturday, September 8th, join Vancouver Co-op Radio at the Wise Hall for our 100.5 FM frequency change party. The Wise Hall and Lounge, located at 1882 Adenack Street, has a vintage performance hall upstairs and a cozy lounge bar downstairs. This night of live music includes performances by Murray Porter, The O Wells, and Jasper Sloan Yip. 2012 Juno Award winner Murray Porter tells the Aboriginal side of history with a mix of country, groovy blues rhythms, and humor. The O Wells play a unique brand of energetic indie pop. They've been known to turn an apathetic concert goer into a regular 1930s swing kid.
I spent all my sunny days.
Jasper Sloan Yip's indie folk stylings tell the story of an introverted, existential East Vancouver musician. His tenor vibrato, breathless whisper, and soulful guitar exercise your heart and get your legs dancing.
I wander these streets with my head in my hands.
The Vancouver Co-op Radio 100.5 FM Frequency Change Party, Saturday, September 8th at the Wise Hall. For more information, please go to www.coopradio.org.
Ria la preia verrua seria chapaia seria chapa verrua castel dal munferà nato sapar la preia verrua seria chapaia seria chapa verrua castel dal munferà.
every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
We just heard from Riccardo Tesi and Band Italiana from their latest album, Madre Perla, which is pretty much a 20-year anniversary for the group. Mosette was the name of that track, sung by the very wonderful Maurizio Geri, who has fantastic voice for this style of music. He's also the guitarist with the group. The album was released last year. It's out, distributed by Materiali Sonori. You can check out their website for all this music and other great music that you can buy online, materialisonori.com. Of course, links to these beautiful albums and great musicians are on my Facebook page, which is Give 'Em the Boot. You can check it out on Facebook and you can join the group and find out all about all these wonderful musicians and music that I'm playing for you. Before we heard from Riccardo Tesi, who is from Tuscany, we heard from a very famous and a wonderful group called Tenda Kent, who are from northern Italy, from the Piemonte, and they actually sing in the Piemontese dialect. Maurizio Martinotti, a very famous member of the group La Chapa Russa, he is the ringleader of this group. He sings and he plays the ghironda, which is the hurdy-gurdy, very famous in northern Italy, and the mandola, amongst other things. He's a wonderful researcher in popular music, specifically of his region, and for many, many years has been rediscovering traditional instruments and traditional music, particularly music of the hurdy-gurdy. Lots of other great musicians in that band as well. Enrico Negro on the guitar, Mauro Basilio on cello, Bruno Raiferi on violin, viola, Sergio Caputo has also been on violin percussion singing, and Manolo Carrone in drums. Tenda Kint. The album is called Arnais, and we heard the track Castello di Verrua. Red Wine started off there with some bluegrass, Italian style, a group from Genoa. Guys, I saw at Wintergrass this year, a wonderful group of bluegrass musicians headed by Martino Coppo, who used to play with Beppe Gambetta. Of course, Beppe used to be in Red Wine. He was one of the founding members. All right, 10 minutes to go here and Give 'Em the Boot. I have more music for you. I'm going to continue with some music by a group called Asteriscos, and this is a track, Rota Rutedda.
Chiovi, che chiovi, come chiovi, aiata fali, provi, e l'usurci si marita, cacopula di sita, e rota sta ruteggia, l'Ubania feggia feggia, la missa ci suonò e l'angelo lucano. Ah, si muligia con lo sali, sa mangia me con mari e chigia con la cito, sa mangia me marito e cassuta non ci chiò, aiata fa li provi da sera alla mattina. Yoka chi yoka passo tempo, carrota che gira, chi vota e si ferria, chi dice, ci passi chi tu anni, ci passi chi tu muri, rota, ruta già sempre gira, io, quattro, quattro, fanno otto, e scarica lo botto, la cerchio con gli ali, e scarica canali, la cerchio con le pinti, e scarica e battini, un latte di un figo, ma yoka chi yoka passo tempo, carrota che gira, chi vota si ferria, chi dice, ci passi chi tu anni, ci passi chi tu amori.
età. Contori i giorni della tua mancanza. Ogni catena panega si spezza. Baci rubati, scusi della gente. Unia cosa Giuseppe ci pensi ancora. A mia luglia tu non me la sanno.
La voce strepitosa di Anna Cinzia Villani dal suo disco Femmina Mare Focu, lontananza. Lei è la voce del Salento, della tradizione orale salentino. Lei ha studiato tanto da vecchie donne del Salento per imparare queste canzoni, ed è un talento molto grande. Anna Cinzia Villani ha un altro nuovo disco ultimamente uscito che si chiama Ninna Morella, ma questo disco qui era di qualche anno prima. Ma anche lei è una delle voci del disco Corè di Nista Nimera, che è un altro disco che io ho, che quello è praticamente musica, canzoni in